Ladies and gentlemen, this next bout is to be held under Fatal 4-Way Elimination Rules. This means to be eliminated from this contest, you must be pinned. Already in the ring and making his WWE debut, this is Ulfric.
So tell me, folks, what makes Ulfric one of the most feared wrestlers in all of professional wrestling? I'll tell you what it is. It's Ulfric's ability to learn from his past mistakes. And what do I mean by that? I'll tell you what I mean. In the past, Daryl Bazov has turned his back on both Ulfric and Matt McClain. This time around, neither one of these guys are going to give Bazov a chance to get the upper hand and attack them from behind. It's my opinion that Ulfric and Matt McClain will not only act as a cohesive team tonight, but when they're done beating up Saunders and Johnson, they're going to turn their anger directly in the face of one Daryl Bazov. And speaking of angry young men, here comes Matt McClain. As the lights in the arena shut down, leaving us all in a cloak of darkness, you can see the bright flashes bursting around the arena, simulating streaks of lightning. Oh, multicolored lights start to explode, ripping their way through the curtain. Here goes Matt McClain behind a wall of fire. Through the sparkles and finally into our sight, McClain glimpses up at the Ovaltron video of him pulling off some of the most spectacular and unbelievable moves I have ever seen. Would you listen to the boos as Matt McClain mocks the fans by raising both his arms high into the air? Tonight, Matt McClain is dressed in a pair of metallic red tights with metallic black lettering outlined in white that spell the crippler down his leg. Entering the ring with his arms outstretched, McClain gives Ulfric a hug, and just as expected, folks, it appears these two are going to be working as a team.
And hailing from Houston, Texas, weighing in tonight at 230 pounds, is the crippler, Matt McClain!
After tearing his shoulder during his stint with Bayou Wrestling, many believe that Matt McClain had seen his most successful days come and go in the sport of professional wrestling. The reality of the situation was this. While Bazov moved out of Bayou Wrestling, McClain hadn't forgot about what Bazov had done to him. You know, and I'm going to go as far as saying that the thought of Daryl Bazov getting the last lick in on Matt McClain has burned a hole in his image. It has really eaten at McClain so bad that, do you know that for almost a year, this nut lurked in the background studying and watching Daryl Bazov, hoping one day to take his revenge on the boy wonder. However, in light of those harsh words, Matt McClain has stated that although he wants to dish out some pain in the direction of Daryl Bazov, there is something deep down inside of him that will never actually allow him to cripple Daryl Bazov. Once called the Angels of Misery, everyone in WWE better take note of what they're about to see tonight.
Our third opponent, coming down the aisle, he is proud to be an American. This is Joel Saunders.
With his 10 kids watching at home, this 40-something-year-old former war veteran has said to us throughout the month that he is bored with life as a civilian and feels wrestling here in WWA just might add a bit of spice back to his life since leaving the armed forces. Saunders is a single father who at 40 still thinks he can make it in the sport of professional wrestling. Can he do it? I don't know. But after introductions of this man, we're going to surely find out.
Boys in the hood.
I like this right here.
You ready? Let's ride.
And finally, he comes to us from Minnesota and weighed in tonight at 235 pounds. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the owner of Midwest Championship Wrestling. This is the man, Mike Johnson!
Johnson enters the ring swinging his barbed wire shovel and over ducks, avoiding what could have been almost certain elimination. Johnson spins off balance towards McLean, and Matt plants a boot into the bread box of Mike Johnson. Johnson bends over from the sting and taking hold of the shovel. McLean arches backwards, connecting with the killer side shovel leg sweep. 1, 2, quick kick out by Johnson, and that encourages Ulfric to chime in with boots and stomps to the head and neck area of Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson is getting his ass handed to him in a hand basket at the hands of these two animals, and when you look at that, sitting on the turnbuckle, laughing his ass off and clapping, is Joel Saunders. Ulfric doesn't seem to be amused and tapping McLean on the shoulder. Both men tell Joel Saunders that they're gonna place him in a world of hurt. Charging forward towards Saunders, Saunders leaps off the second turnbuckle and he connects with a double clothesline, and down go the Angels of Misery. Saunders with an Irish whip on the dazed Ulfric, follows up with old shoulder block, and down to the canvas goes Ulfric. Turning his attention to the stunned McLean, Saunders now sends the crippler off the nylon with an Irish whip. Closing the gap, Saunders dives in with a forearm, connecting to the bridge to the nose of Matt McLean, and down to the canvas. Here's the cover in the count. 1, 2, McLean gets his shoulder up before the referee can count 3, and no one is eliminated. Folks, Joel Saunders is 40, and in my opinion, seems to be expending a tremendous amount of energy inside the ring in the early stages of the contest. Scoop slam in the corner, and Ulfric gets followed by another body slam, and Joel Saunders, is he getting up to the second turnbuckle? Yes, he is, believe it or not, folks. Off the ropes and landing a double leg drop. Here comes Saunders, hooking both legs of the Angels of Misery. 1, 2, kick out by both men. And this one's going to continue. Thus far, Joel Saunders has been flawless in the ring. And if... I spoke too soon! From the side with a nasty punch in the ear comes Johnson. And down goes Joel Saunders like the age fighter he is. Johnson pulls Saunders off the canvas and throws him into the corner with a thud. Johnson points to Matt McLean. Irish whip into the same corner. McLean collides with Saunders, the product of the same move. And backing up into the ring in the opposite corner, what's Mike Johnson do? Ulfric has gotten up on all fours and Johnson's charging. Johnson uses Ulfric to spring off into the corner and stinger splash. Oh my God, crushes Saunders and McLean and drilling the winded Matt McLean into the canvas with impact DDT. Johnson hooks the leg for the cover in the count. 1, 2, Ulfric breaks up the count and this one's gonna continue. Ulfric is livid, tossing Johnson onto his hip courtesy of a head and arm suplex. Ulfric now turns his anger to Joel Saunders. Off the canvas and into the ropes goes Saunders, and setting up in the center of the ring, Ulfric locks and loads. Awesome textbook belly-to-belly suplex. Here's the hook of the leg. 1, 2, kick out by Saunders, and the old man just will not go quietly into that good night. Apparently, Joel Saunders has more in the tank than I personally thought he did. Motioning for McLean to get to his feet, both men loop Saunders' arms around their heads and marching backwards. Take two aspirin and call me in the morning. Double suplex connects, and oh, perhaps I spoke too soon. Double cover in the count. 1, 2, kick out by Saunders, and this one's going to continue. Johnson slides back into the ring with the steel chair, and he's taking a wild swing. Oh, he missed both Ulfric and McLean, and they have him from behind. Atomic drop sends Johnson's rectum straight through his throat and into his mouth, and stumbling around in the ring, Ulfric and McLean misfire with a double clothesline. I can't believe Johnson ducked the double clothesline. Johnson charges, but both men duck head over heels with a back body drop, and is it me, or are these two guys, Ulfric and McLean, unstoppable together inside the squared circle? Matt McLean has a chair and he's motioning for Ulfric to send Johnson his direction. McLean reaches back, anticipating the extreme connection, but Johnson reverses the other. McLean just bashed a chair over his partner's head, and Ulfric is busted open and down on the canvas. My God, watch out. Saunders unloads with a twisting side clothesline, and Ulfric is out, and he is just not moving, folks. Irish whip into the ropes on McLean by Saunders, and unleashing a perfect sidewalk slam. Saunders hooks the leg for the press. 1, 2, 3. No kick out by McLean, and there's going to be no pinfall. Wait a minute. Johnson is... What's he doing? Johnson is covering the knocked out, blood-covered Ulfric. No, 1, 2, 3, I don't believe it. Kick out by Ulfric, and Johnson is just shocked. His jaw just dropped, and he can't believe that Ulfric kicked out a rolling Ulfric from the ring. Johnson looks for his second win. Oh, McLean was just superplexed onto the dented steel chair. And wait a minute. Johnson is sliding a table into the ring. Is he motioning for Saunders? Yes, he wants Saunders to form an extreme partnership. The crowd is going nuts. Saunders looks into the frenzy of the arena and agrees, and lifting up Matt McLean up onto the top turnbuckle. These two men are going for a second superplex, but this time through the table. Pulling up on the waistline of McLean, he arcs backwards, and here comes the pain! Oh my God, no! Did you see what just happened? Ulbricht just dove onto the table and broke Matt McLean's fall. Ulbricht just sacrificed himself for the betterment of McLean. Johnson is hooking McLean's leg, and Saunders does the same to Ulbricht. One, two, three. McLean kicks out, but Ulbricht doesn't respond. Ulbricht has been eliminated from the fatal four-way, and we are now down to three. A smiling Saunders reaches his hand out to help up a winded Mike Johnson and embracing in a hug. Oh, Johnson just unloaded with a twist of fate, ending the partnership between him and Saunders. And the crowd is booing Johnson, and I don't blame him. What a crappy thing to do. Hey, Johnson, the man just helped you moments ago. Johnson is now calling for his crash and burn leaping pile driver and pulling up birds over the rubble in the ring. McLean goes low into the testicular region of Johnson. Saunders falls limp on the ground, avoiding the pile driver, and McLean, who is now by himself, looking on the load with gorilla punches from behind. Johnson goes face first into the broken piece of the table in Ric Flair-like fashion and lifting Joel Saunders from the logo. Here comes McLean on the 40-something-year-old. Oh my God! Awesome McLean inverted Death Valley driver and that Hannah shake, Joel Saunders from head to toe. Pulling a very tired Mike Johnson from the canvas, McLean tossed him into the ropes and all three down, thudding into a McLean thigh. That was an awesome tilt-a-whirl backbreaker. My God, that's how tough and good Matt McLean is. Dragging Saunders into the corner by his jarhead, you can tell that this is where Matt McLean becomes very dangerous, especially in a contest like this one. Hard chops to the chest wreak havoc on Saunders' aged body, and locking on his side headlock, McLean charges from the corner. Oh my God! Face first into the steel chair with the bulldog, and this could be it for Joel Saunders. Hook of the leg in the cover of the count. One, two, three. Saunders kicked out. Oh my God, was he in time? No, Joel Saunders did not kick out. I'm wrong. The referee is saying that the three count would definitely hit Joel Saunders. Oh my God, he's been eliminated. With Saunders and Ulbricht now out of the contest, it's down to McLean and Johnson. Matt McLean rolls over in the direction of Mike Johnson, who is trying to crawl through the rubble, looking for his equilibrium. Grabbing the wrestler by his boots. Look at the crippler. Yes, he's applying the Texas Cloverleaf and cranking down on the knee. A struggling Johnson is desperate to break the hold before his knee completely implodes. Outstretching his hands towards the rope, McLean now drags Johnson back dead into the center of the ring and reapplying the hold this time with a tighter, more vicious grip. You can see the tears practically streaming down Mike Johnson's face. But once again, look at Johnson's toughness. Look at his resiliency. It's Johnson who's once again pulling McLean across the ring, through the rubble and towards the ropes. McLean is pulling. Johnson's reaching out. Johnson is inches away. Oh, Ulbricht just kicked his hand away from the rope, stopping the connection with the nylon. Come on, referee. The referee is now yelling at Ulbricht, but this lunatic isn't listening inside the ring. Mike Johnson has passed out from the pain, and the referee can now do nothing about it but say that Mike Johnson has been eliminated. Come on, Ulbricht. If you hadn't stuck your nose in this match, we'd still be wrestling right now. Come on, referee. Get him out of the ring.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the Fatal 4-Way and recipient of a WWA World Television title shot, the Crippler, Matt McLean. Oh, my God.
Ring announcer Michael Stuffer's bail from the ring, and Jesus, looking at Born in a Mini Mart. Ulbricht just unloaded with an electric chair slam, sending Mike Johnson into convulsions right on the broken pieces of the table. Oh my God, what is this? What is, folks? Matt McLean, what are you, you just trying to, me? What? Holy crap, I'm getting out of here.
Complete!
folks, I have finally recovered my headset. Matt McClain, risking his entire wrestling career, just came off the top rope. He just drove Mike Johnson through my announcer's table, and look at him and Ulfric laughing at the carnage that is now Mike Johnson. The medical team has swarmed what used to be my table, and fans, should Darryl Bazov defeat Mr. BT tonight inside the Grinder steel cage, could this be the fate that awaits our boy Wonder? We'll have to take a break. But while the seconds either rebuild or replace my announcer's table, we're going to have to take you to a pre-recorded version of Hype. That's right, folks. Hype P. Hype actually did a segment before we went on the air. So we're going to go to that footage right now. Hopefully, I will have a rebuilt table when we come back. And hopefully, Mike Johnson will still be alive. We'll see you in a few. Good God, can somebody find my notes?